David Whedon often spends his lunch breaks along the Mashpee River behind the Wampanoag Museum. Part of his hope in being elected is that he'll be able to better protect rivers like this one, which he says are getting increasingly polluted. He has fond childhood memories of catching herring by this bank.
Yeah, you could come over and come to the edge of the retaining walls and actually look down and see, you know, the river would be black with herring.
But Whedon's election to the select board is more than just a campaign to save Mashpee's rivers. His election makes him the first Wampanoag select board member since 2009. And before that, it had been decades since a tribe member served on the board.
Because of my role with the tribe as the historic preservation officer, I'm constantly reminded that earlier on in the history of the town, all the seats of the board were filled by tribal members.
That was a long time ago, though, back before Mashpee entered a period of development in the 1960s.
Historically, the town was a Wampanoag town, even though early in the last century, there were non-natives who moved into the town. They were primarily here as visitors and really weren't interested in the governance of the town.
That's Paula Peters, tribe member and historian.
We started to see growth in Mashpee around that time, and developers began to move in, and they were concerned about how Mashpee was governed. And we found that by the mid-1970s, only one of the selectmen remained a Wampanoag.
With increased development came a population that shifted from mostly Wampanoag members to mostly non-native people. Peter says select board members at the time were openly racist towards the tribe, and that tensions culminated in an act of police brutality at a 1976 powwow, an incident she chronicles in her book, The Mashpee Nine.
The selectmen back in the 70s were combative with the tribe. We've had combative town leaders and combative people in town government positions that we've had to fight for our rights with.
She says that relations between the town and the tribe have evolved since then. Tribe member Chucky Green served on the select board from 2000 to 2009. But in the end, Peters believes the tribe's skepticism of town government might be difficult to overcome.
They're becoming better adept at dealing with the government and using their power as citizens. But I think there's always going to be that mistrust.
Andrew Gottlieb, chair of the current Mashpee Select Board, agrees, saying he doesn't see that history being forgotten anytime soon.
You know, we'd be kidding ourselves if we pretended that those things did not linger in some people's minds.
David Whedon's nephew, Brian Whedon, is a younger tribe member who's also politically involved. Recently, he was able to get an article passed in town meeting to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day.
Wanikisuk Natusawis Moskwata Nutomas Masipia. Good day. My name is Moskwata Bearhart. I'm from Mashpee. My given name is Brian Whedon. I'm a member of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe.
He's 27, and while he acknowledges the difficult history of tribal members and the town government, he says tribal representation is important.
I think that having our own people there to push the discussion and the agenda, I think is definitely going to help us. And I think that, you know, it's important that the Indigenous people of this place is represented.
He believes things are changing in the tribe's relationship with the town.
Now, more recently, you know, they are listening and they do understand. And I think that with David's recent election, I think that, you know, it's been a long time coming.
He says he doesn't think David Whedon's election to the select board can erase history, but he hopes it can begin to build something new. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.